All right, as we surmise, Hank Aaron out of the game. Gar is in left, Office center. Baker is now in right. Before we go to the eighth inning, let's pause for station identification. This is the Braves Baseball Network.
53 WSB Radio Atlanta degrees at 10:35. And don't forget, there's Braves-Dodgers action again tomorrow night from the stadium at 7:30.
All right, we move to the eighth inning. Ferguson at the plate. Here's Marlowe.
All right, Ernie, we are set to go into the eighth inning. Changes. Ralph Garr has moved from right to left. Dusty Baker has moved from center to right. Aaron leaves the game, and Roland Office will bat in his spot and play center field. Foster is the new second baseman. Davey Johnson leaves the game. So the outfield from left to right reads Garr left, Office center, Baker right. An infield that has Lum first, Foster now at second, shortstop Perez, third base Evans, the catcher Carell, and the pitcher Capra, who came on in the seventh. And so here tonight, as Henry Aaron rewrote the record book, the largest baseball crowd ever in the history of Atlanta Stadium, 53,775. Capra delivers to Ferguson. It's high, a ball. Well, it's fitting, Ernie, that the biggest crowd ever to be in this ballpark for a baseball game would be here when Henry did it.
Still amazing to me that he produced for them, because you would think the odds would be against it.
Swing and a miss by Ferguson. The count is even at a ball and a strike. This is the second inning for Capra. Reed worked the first six. Pitch on the way. High and tight. He throws BBs. Nobody's going to dig in, I don't think. He is wild enough to keep them loose. That's a ball. Delay on the call. It's a strike, 2-2. Well, we started off the season in good shape with our old friend John Camarada. Ernie, you'll have strawberries to eat for breakfast for a month. And we're very sorry to hear that Mr. Camarada is not feeling well. We hope that the game tonight is making him feel better, then he will be better. He's not able to be here tonight, but his son came by and been a great friend to us and the ball club.
Yeah, we'll get out to see him.
Full count to Ferguson leading off the eighth. Braves lead 7-4, even though being out hit 7-4. But the Dodgers have helped with six errors. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He's throwing smoke. That's four strikeouts and the four outs he's recorded.
Seems to have a better fastball than he's had on other occasions. You look for more breaking balls off of Capra, but that was a great fastball that he struck out Ferguson with.
Here's Willie Crawford, 1-for-3, had a base hit in the sixth inning and scored their fourth run. Right now we're in the eighth. Off-speed pitch for an opener, little inside, ball one. Giants beat the Reds 4-3. Yankees over Cleveland 5-3. There are no other games tonight. Strike on the outside corner, another let-up. Boy, that really makes it look slow after that buzz bomb he was toting up there. One ball, one strike. And the pitch outside. And the man who's been our good friend and the leadoff man all the years we've been here, Ben Hyman, waving up to us. He's been on that leadoff man every year with the gifts to the players. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul. It's 2-2 to Crawford. Ron Say due up next. Now, but tomorrow night, it's game two in a four-game set. Long homestand here, four with the Dodgers. Three, the Cincinnati Reds. The Big Red Machine will be in here for the weekend. And then next week on Monday night, open a four-game series with the Padres. Now Crawford steps out a moment. At 9:07, Henry Aaron hit 7-15. It was a 1-0 pitch off Al Downing. There was a man aboard, and at the time, it tied the game at 3-3, and when he hit it, he was crowned Henry the Great. Strike three called in the outside corner.
Another breaking ball over. Capra has struck out five, and he's pitched 1 2/3 innings. So five outs, five strikeouts. He walked Buckner.
All right, here is Say. Bounced to the mound, flied to center, singled in the sixth inning, and drove in a run. To the members of our radio network throughout the Southeast, there's a ball, and certainly of Armed Forces Radio, who's carried this game all over the world tonight on the Braves broadcast, wants to hang in there. We're going to interview Henry Aaron at his locker right after the game. That's on Braves Radio. Ball. Then we will both go, Henry and myself will go to the soccer clubhouse here, which has been set up for his press interview, and that'll be on television locally. I do not know that NBC is carrying it. I'm not sure.
High chop third. Evans guns him down by three steps. And the side has been retired. Middle of the eighth in Atlanta. Still the Braves 7, the Dodgers 4. The Braves batting, and they have a 7-4 lead. Marty Perez will be the batter. Buzz Capra's pitched two innings. Struck out five. He's got one more mile to go to nail down the victory and also preserve it in the victory column on the night that Henry became the all-time home run king. Also, during the 10th inning, which will be conducted by Ernie while we're down in the locker room with Henry, we'll replay the broadcast of the homer and then interview the hammer himself. That's a ball inside. Huff is working in his second inning. He came on in the seventh. We are in the bottom of the eighth. Huff, big right-hand knuckleballer. Bouncer right back to him. Perez is going to be out by 10 steps, and it's one gone. And Capra will bat for himself. He ought to get a hand. He's really been bringing it here in relief. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 7:20. Remember, on our night games now during the week, we start at 7:35 with the first pitch. That's the new starting time this year. It was delayed tonight to the convenience of NBC television. And I hope you enjoyed that wonderful pregame show, because there was a lot of work put into that. Down on the field, Ernie, in hosting it, I know I missed all of it, but how did it look from up here?
Looked great. I just thought that everything went just the way it was planned, and that's pretty difficult to do sometime with that many people out there.
Hey, you want to know what looks great is that bronze bust.
Yeah.
Of Henry.
And I believe that's going to be placed here, isn't it? Going
that's
to be kept
right.
At the stadium.
Out in front of the ballpark.
Yeah.
And he walks the pitcher. Second walk by Huff, the sixth walk of a Brave in the game. The Braves have scored seven runs and only four hits, but they've taken advantage of six walks and six Dodger errors. Here's Ralph Garr, still looking for that first hit, and we're in the fourth game. He didn't want that to go on very long. That's what bothered him last year. He got off to a slow start and still ended up hitting almost 300. If he'd have hit a lick in April and May last year, he'd have probably hit about 320. Ball gets away on the knuckler, and Capra will make it easily into second base. Might be a pass ball. And it is. The official score tonight is Bob Hunter, one of the Los Angeles writers. The local writers, Wayne Minshew, who's been scoring for years, and Frank Hyland, who is now eligible, are not going to be allowed to score this year. And sometime in the near future, I'll have some thoughts about that editorially. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Garr. He swings and he misses. A ball and a strike. Out at second, Capra. Garr would like to get him home and put an insurance run on the board here in the eighth. Way high. That knuckler sailed, and it's 2-1.
There's a new name at the top on the home run derby for all time. It's Henry Louis Aaron from Mobile, Alabama. Strike called. 2-2. The great moment in sport here. There will be those who will say it's the greatest and who will argue. Not many. Two balls and two strikes. Huff delivers to Gar. Foul, look over here to the left. That bounced in there in a hurry. Got to be alive. Capra, after one out, walked. Moved to second on a pass ball. He's there now with one out and a 2-2 count to Gar, and Mike Lum is due up next. Stretch pitch. He struck him out swinging. Gar's getting off to a rocky start with that bat. That's the first strikeout for Huff. The fourth strikeout of a Brave in the game. And it brings up Lum, who got credit for an RBI in the sixth inning on a bouncer to second base. Aaron drove in a couple. Tepedino got credit for a run batted in on a bases-loaded walk. Gar drove in one with a sacrifice fly. Lum with a bounce out. Otsi got one in on a fielder's choice. And the first run of the game back in the second inning, Aaron scored on an error on the left fielder after he had walked. Well, Aaron tonight walked, hit a homer, and bounced out twice. The pitch. Swing and a miss. But you want to know something? Nobody's going to remember that he bounced out twice. One ball and one strike. The stretch and the pitch on the way to Lum fouls it up to the left. And the auxiliary message board tells the story of the feeling of the people here tonight, the folks who watched it and the folks who listened. It simply says, Henry the Great, 715 home runs. One ball and two strikes. Now Huff getting his sign from Ferguson. He's the third pitcher for them. There's a foul off to the left. They're going to give him another chance at one over in that area. So Mike Lum with a one ball, two strike count. One and two the count. Mike Lum waiting. The stretch pitch. Bounce third. It'll take a long throw across. He got him. And the side has been retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, a walk, and one Brave left. We'll go to the ninth. Got to hold them Braves to put one in the win column. The ninth of Henry. Pass the Babe. It's Atlanta 7, Los Angeles 4.
This is value.
This is Steve Garvey. We move to the ninth inning. Garvey has been up three times as a base hit, scored a run. Right-handed batter, youngster from down in Tampa. Close stance, the pitch to him. Outside. Capra working in his third inning. Trying to save one for Big Ron Reed. 7-4 Atlanta. The wide and the 1-0. That's over for a strike, one ball, one strike. Capra has been impressive. Five strikeouts in two innings. The 1-1. Foul away, back against the booth. 1-2. The Dodgers are in for four. Then Cincinnati over the weekend. One ball, two strikes. He's winding. On the way. Swung on, miss. Struck him out. Capra's got that mystery pitch going. That was a breaking ball. Looked like a slider. He gets a sixth strikeout. Here's Bill Russell. 10 strikeouts by Braves pitchers. Pitcher the ball. Now he comes back with the strike. One ball, one strike. And the throw from the catcher Corral goes all the way in the center field. Russell has a base hit in 3 tries. Capra came on in the 7th inning. Reed went the first 6. He allowed a walk in the 7th. That's all he's allowed. 1-1. One out. Braves try to even their season series at 2 games. 1-2 loss. It would be the first loss for the Dodgers. They started like gangbusters, won their first 3. Got shutouts in their first 2 games. A 1-1 pitch. The right call, 1-2. Capra is throwing as well as we've seen him throw. Have a cocky little guy. Give him the ball. He gets out there. 1-2 pitch, high pop, foul up this way. Out of reach of the net. It'll stay at 1-2. Whoever you may be tonight, we hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast. If you came out here and were one of the 53,775, drive carefully on your way home. 1-2 pitch, bounce toward third. Evans has it on a tricky hop. He throws in time. 2 away. Two down for Manny Mota, a pinch hitter for Huff. Buzz Capra, 1 out away from a save and a win for Reed, a win for the Braves. Manny Mota. First appearance at the plate of the year, Manny Mota. Right-handed batter and a good one. Capra winds and pitches. Swung on, driven toward the gap in right center field. Baker over. He's got it. On a beautiful catch in right center field. Baker takes an extra base hit away from Manny Mota. The Braves win it. 7-4. We'll be back with the totals after this message. All right, here's the line score. The Braves in winning it, 7 runs on only 4 hits and no errors. The Dodgers, 4 runs, 7 hits. They committed 6 errors. Reed the winner. He's now 1-0. Downing the loser, 0-1. Give the save to Capra. His first 1 home run, and you know who hit it. Hank Aaron hit it in the 4th with 1 aboard. His 2nd of the year. But the big news, 7-15 career-wise here at Atlanta Stadium before 53,775.
Now we join a live news conference in Atlanta Stadium.
I'm conducting the press conference, and when it's ready to go, I'll let you turn that camera.
I'll turn
Why don't you settle down a little bit? Don't ruin a good evening. It'll be about a minute.
We're not live yet.
We're on air.
Somebody had it from the queue. Henry, of course, has just come from being with his teammates where they wanted to be together for a few minutes, so if there's been a delay, I hope that you'll understand that. The champagne has popped,
yes.
And toasts were made by his old teammate and manager, Eddie Matthews, Mr. Bartholomew, and also the president of the National League, Chub Feeney, who, as was expressed by our chairman, Chub Feeney was here tonight. And, Henry, I know that there are a lot of things you have to say. You've got a great barrage of people to thank and field all at once here. So, let me ask him. You want him to be seated, I'm sure, because there's a bevy of mics. So go ahead. This is Billy right here.
Henry down there.
Sit right here. This is your moment, too.
Well, thank you very much, Milo. Well, first of all, let me just say this. First of all, I know it's been a lot of things written about my performance as far as the Cincinnati series was concerned. I'm not trying to direct this at anybody in particular, but I have never went out on a ball field and haven't given my level best, regardless of what the situation means. I played in Cincinnati the 2 out of 3 games I was supposed to play. The last day I played was against Kirby, and I would just like to say that he made some very good pitches on me, and he probably could have gotten anybody out. And contrary on some of the reports that I have read, that I was a disgrace to the ball club, I didn't do my level best when I was out there. I just don't know how to play the game any other way. And I'm just happy, and just like I said before, and I stated this in the winter, I stated it just recently, about 2 months ago, that I wanted to hit the home run here. And if God didn't see fit for me to hit the home run here, then it would have probably been hit someplace else. So thank you very much.
What did you think about it if you went around the bases?
I just wanted to touch all the bases.
I know a lot of women in this country love baseball. That little girl here, you saw 500, 600, 700, 715.
Okay.
She broke her thumb playing baseball last week, so she started.
Yeah. I will in a minute.
What pitch did he hit?
The pitch that I hit was a fastball.
Is it outside?
No, it was more inside part of the plate, and I think that he probably wanted to get it more on the inside part of the plate, and he probably he just hung it a little too
much.
No, it was up a little bit.
Hey, what's your future in baseball? How long do you plan to continue in the sport?
How long do I continue to play in
baseball?
Well, I don't know right now. I'm just planning on finishing this year out and hoping that I can have a great season and hoping that Atlanta Braves can finish somewhere in the number 1, 2, 3 spot.
What did you think when you saw that pitch coming up there?
I wasn't thinking about anything. I felt all alone that if I got a strike to hit, that I probably could hit it out of the ballpark.
When you saw it, did you think you would hit it?
Yes, I did.
You hit the first swing then, both home runs you hit this year. Just waiting, is that what you've been doing, just trying to hit the pitch?
Well, yes, I was guessing. I guessed in Cincinnati and saw him in Mint. So, you know, just one of those things. You know, I was looking for fastballs off. Well, the first time up, he threw me all fastballs, and I thought the second time up that he probably would try to start me off with fastballs, and he threw the ball high and inside, and I just happened to hit it out of the ballpark.
Okay. Sure. You succeeded Babe Ruth as an all-time home run hitter. In the quite nice years of Babe Ruth's career, he publicly stated that he wanted to manage, but Jake Rupert said that he would not make a good manager. I'd like to ask you, Hank, in the event that a managerial job comes your way, would you accept it?
Well, the only thing I can say about that, Chico, is that if there haven't been a black manager name at that time, I certainly would take a job, but at this time, I really don't have any desire to be a manager. I would like to work with the ball club. I certainly would like to stay with the Atlanta Braves. We're planning on making our home here. Some wonderful people here, and I just feel like I can do more rather than being a manager. You know, work in the farm system in some respects.
Well, Henry, wasn't Ron Reed the pitcher during the games when you hit 500 and 600?
Yes, he did mention that to me.
You said after the 714th home run that, you know, wasn't as great a reaction as when you hit your home run at the win in the 57th. Breaking Ruth's record, was it everything that you thought it would be, or a little less, or more? How would you say? What were you feeling?
Well,
right now, how do you feel about it? You're the new home run king.
Probably tomorrow morning I'll wake up and God realize what have happened. But right now I just feel like, it was another home run, and I can honestly say that I'm just very happy that we were able to win the ball game. That's number one. It doesn't put anything off of the fact that I hit the home run. But the most important thing, that we won the ball game, and I was able to contribute something to the cause.
Could you mind recounting what the president said to you?
Well, the president just invited me to the White House.
That's all?
That's all. He congratulated me.
Is there a time limit?
No, he wouldn't give a time.
Harry, when you stand on home plate, did you feel a load had been taken off your soul?
Well, when I got ready to step on home plate, I believe Ralph God guided my foot. Yeah, he did. You know, he made sure I stepped on that boot, you know. He's been telling me all along, you know, he wanted me to get rid of these people. I mean, he said that... he won't start concentrating on baseball.
Did Henry come down and say anything to you?
I haven't talked to Downing yet.
Did he say anything, Henry, when he was escorted from second to third?
Was anybody walking, running behind me?
Two kids run out of the stand.
Well, my mother, I tell you, I never knew she could turn so tight. She was, I couldn't get away from her, really. You know, she. Yeah.
I would like to ask you, 714 and 715, since she's been silent most of the time. I know it had to be somewhat of an exciting moment for her as well.
They were both very exciting moments. I had rather mixed emotions about 714. It came away from home, and while I wanted him to get a home run anywhere he could get it, any way he could get it, I just sort of felt that, well, I would have preferred hit to a home run, I suppose, at that time.
Well, the ball is, like I said, it's going to be turned up. It's in my possession right now. It's going to be given to Magnavox, and they're going to tour it around for 5 years and then return it to Cooperstown.
Henry, do you remember the first home run you ever hit in a Braves uniform in training in 54?
Oh, yeah.
At that time, I believe you had that at spring training in Sarasota, Florida.
Pitched by the name of Muffet.
It's a lot of time.
Not Muffet, no, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't Muffet. It was, who?
No, that was a regular suit.
No. Regular suit. It was D-Lock, that's right, yeah. I D-Lock.
Hank, how many homes?
What? Four? No, I wasn't disappointed. I thought that they came out to see me hit a home run, and I hit it. I feel like they're going to be back tomorrow night. You know, the most important thing, I think, is we can find a one ball club deal. That the fans will support it, and I'm sure that they'll probably be back tomorrow night.
Hank, what's
your name?
Played
great ball, man.
What do you think about the fact that the commissioner didn't show up?
What did
you think about the fact that the commissioner did not show up?
I really don't have anything to say about that.
We couldn't hear that, and everybody booed. We assumed, you know, in the press box, the group that you had, Monty say he was giving you something from the commissioner, and you were laughing. What was the issue?
Well, he presented me with a watch from the commissioner's office, and that was all. You know, I was just smiling because of the boos that.
Hank, Al Downing mentioned that on a radio interview after he was told that he didn't think that the ball was gone. When you first made contact with it, did you feel like it was out of the park?
Well, it wasn't one of my, I would say the ball that I usually hit out of the ballpark, but the wind was blowing in at the time. I hit the ball fairly well, and I thought that when I hit it, that it had a chance to go out of the ballpark, because you would have noticed that Ralph Garr had some trouble with the wind. You know, the ball was hit high in the air, and the wind just kept drifting it out, you know.
Hank,
now that you've broken Babe Ruth's record, do you think you'll try to concentrate more on your average and try to get
Yeah, I'm dissatisfied with 311 or 312 average for 19 years. I got to start concentrating on that a little bit.
Hey, Henry, is Tom House going to get the $25,000? Is Tom House going to get Sammy Davis the $25,000?
No, Tom House, you know, before the game, he said he was planning on catching the ball. And sure enough, he caught it, and... talking to some of the players in our ball club, they say he just leaped right across the fence and ran in and presented it to me, and I certainly appreciate that. And for that, Mr. House will receive a Magna Box Sandwich. Well, the only thing that I can say about the situation is that I think it put Matthews in a peculiar position. I thought that the line of cards was taken out of his hand. I am not the one to make the line of card out, and I promised to do everything that I possibly could. I hit 714 in Cincinnati, and I think just from the respect that it would have been courtesy for anyone after that to say, well, you know, he played, he did the best he could, why not let him start the game in Atlanta, you know, and be able to hit 715 in Atlanta, because it was the only thing that I don't think this would ever happen in sport again for a while. I just believe that I should have been given the privilege of doing that. I was never consulted on the deal.
Did your wife agree with that?
100%.
Hank Holman upset by the, excuse me, I don't want to
chew
this any farther, but was your family upset also by all of this distraction? I'm talking about your father and mother and sister and brother.
No, my father's been enjoying it. Yes. Yes. The bat and the ball and the yes. Yes. They go to Magnabox.
Do you know how many home runs in the past have you kept the bat and played
up 15
home runs out there? Do I know what? You kept the bat before and you know how many home runs you've had out of your best bat?
You mean out of this one bat?
No, in any bat.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't answer that. No, I really couldn't answer that.
You kept on the
bat. Yes. Well, the only thing I can say along those lines is that I have a very good deal with Magnavox, and I'm happy with them. And it is a contract where I had promised that when this event happened, that I would turn the bat and the ball over to them. And other than that, I can't comment on the contract.
Has the pusher...
Yes, yes.
At times you have said 735, 740. When should you do 750? Have you got any projections for your final figures?
Not really, Dick. The only thing that I can do, I'm just happy that this moment is over with. I'm happy that the record has been broken. I feel like I can relax. I feel like my teammates can relax, and I feel like I can have a great season. Other than that, I can't say whether I'm going to hit 735 or 740, but I certainly believe that if I play the game the way that I played last year, that I can have the same type of year that I had some years before then.
And has the commissioner ever given you an explanation why he never sent you a telegram after 700, or have you talked to him tonight to explain why it wasn't
there? I have spoken to the commissioner about that, but that was years ago, and that's a foregone.
Did he call tonight?
I haven't spoken to the commissioner yet.
He did send a message, by the way.
He did.
We carried it.
Was good.
Very moved. A great man, a great accomplishment. You know, more or less the same thing he said in Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Henry, were you being
want it tomorrow night?
I hope so.
Yeah, over the years, I've consistently asked you about the biggest thrill in baseball, even after 600 and 700, and you stated that it was your 3,000th hit as a hallmark of your consistency as a ball player. Does tonight change anything?
Well, I would have to say tonight it definitely changes a lot of things, you know, because of the... one of the records, and I'm speaking about the record that was held by Mr. Root for 39 years, I believe. And it's something that I believe that has put me in a position where for years that I have been somewhat slighted by awards and things that have happened to other ball players. I've worked very hard to achieve it. I've never thought, really, 5 years ago, I never thought I'd been in this position. I happen to be one of the ball players that have played a lot of ball games. I've been out on the field when I haven't felt good. And so I would have to say, as far as the record is concerned, I put this one right up to the top.
And you go on to break a lot of other records. You wind up most RBIs. Set six more records before you finish. Are you the best player that ever played this game?
I couldn't say that. I really don't. The only thing that I can say, I probably consider myself one of the best. There's certainly been some great ball players that played this game, and I don't want to take anything away from them. I think Joe DiMaggio, in my estimation, is probably one of the greatest ball players ever played. I would think that Willie Mays is one of the greatest ball players. I think Jackie Robinson was one of the greatest. So I think they all fit in the same category. So I would have to say that when I start talking about greatness, I certainly wouldn't say that, let me just say this, I wouldn't say Henry Aaron's going to be fourth. I'm going to say Henry Aaron's going to be second or third here.
Henry, do you think you derived any physical strength from that pregame show tonight and all the emotions that might have been involved in the stuff that went on before the game?
No, that didn't bother me really. I just, after the first inning, I just relaxed and I had a job to do.
You didn't get a hit the first time up. How did that, did it make you more nervous the second time up?
No, not really. I felt good.